Well, I hope you all had a happy and blessed Thanksgiving. But now Thanksgiving is gone, and as the old song says, it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. It seems like everywhere you go, there are signs and symbols of the season. Christmas carols on the radio, yard and street decorations going up, light strings on homes and in yards, and of course, the Advent wreath. All the great old Christmas movies are again on TV. A Christmas Carol, It's a Wonderful Life, Holiday Inn, White Christmas, and of course that modern day classic, A Christmas Story. And of course we are also bombarded with advertisements for all the things we absolutely must buy for Christmas. And it can be so easy to get lost in all the shopping for gifts, the preparations for family get-togethers, going to see the plaza lights and whatnot. It's easy to get sidetracked from the true purpose of the season, to look beyond the fact that Santa Claus is coming to town and prepare our hearts and souls for Jesus coming to town. In the apocalyptic readings we've had recently, we hear a lot about signs and interpreting signs. Today is certainly no exception. Jesus tells us there will be signs in the sun, the moon, and the stars, and on earth nations will be in dismay. Well, we see less of the sun and more of the moon these days, and with COVID, there seems to be more than enough dismay to go around. And yet, in today's reading, we get a flavor of something else, and that is hope, promise, new beginnings, and preparation. Even Jeremiah, that gloomiest of prophets, tells us in our first reading, "The days are coming, says the Lord, when I will fulfill the promise." And Jesus, in our gospel reading, promises, in the midst of all his warnings, that ultimate hope, the reason we are here, your redemption is at hand. And it is in hope of the promise that we begin this new liturgical year. And on this first day of the new church year, let me be among the first to wish you a happy and blessed new year. In this new year, we will set aside the Gospel of Mark for a while and hear most of our gospel readings from the Gospel of Luke. So today we begin our annual celebration of Advent. And with the purple vestments, it's easy to think Advent is a season of penitential waiting like Lent, but there is a huge difference. Advent is a season of joyful waiting as we anticipate the celebration of the birth of Jesus with all its signs and symbols of our anticipation and preparation for celebrating Christ's birth, his coming into the world as the incarnation of God's love. We do this by preparing our souls through the sacraments as fitting abodes for the coming of the Redeemer. In a few minutes, we will witness once again in Eucharist Christ's fulfillment of his promise to remain with us always. But Advent is also a time to remind ourselves to prepare for the final coming of the Lord. In our second reading, Paul tells us how we are to prepare ourselves. First and foremost, we must increase and abound in love for one another and for all, as to strengthen our hearts. And for all means not just those who are easy to love, but also for our enemies. And we must never forget all that love implies. For instance, seeing Christ in the poor. And perhaps that hardest part of love, forgiveness, not just those who are easy to forgive, but also those who are hard to forgive. All this we must do if we are to be blameless in holiness before our God and Father at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ with all his holy ones. In the gospel, Jesus reminds us to keep on the alert at all times, since we will not know when he will return again. May your Advent be a true time of preparation for the celebration of Jesus at Christmas and for his return at the end of time.